This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 30th of March. For our April meeting, which falls on the Good Friday public holiday on the 18th of April, AREG is currently planning to have a combined picnic, VKFF activation and fox hunt at the Morialta Conservation Park in the Adelaide foothills. This should be starting a bit before midday, so come along and snag a HF contact, and find a fox transmitter. If you can't make it, you'll probably be able to find us somewhere on the 40-metre band, probably on 7144 kHz. At the last AREG meeting, our members were asked to consider supporting the Central SA Linked Repeater Network Hub, which had been operating via the VK5 RAD 70cm repeater, but which is now under threat following the announcement that the Crafers VK5 RAD site will be closing in August. Members have voted to allow the State Repeater Network Hub to be moved to AREG's VK5 RSB Summertown 70cm repeater on 439.9 MHz so that continuity of service can be maintained. AREG is pleased to be able to offer this support for this important state network repeater facility and ensure continuity of service for all. In recent weeks, AREG has also commissioned a 2-metre repeater at the Summertown site. This is on 147.175 MHz with a positive 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Some more antenna works need to be performed, but once completed, this repeater will offer excellent coverage for Adelaide and the surrounding areas. AREG's IRLP node, currently on the 70cm repeater, will eventually be moved to the 2-metre repeater as part of the changes at the site. Members also agreed to support a request for the VK5 RDF APRS Digipeater to also be relocated to VK5 RSB as soon as the RF combining gear can be upgraded. Thanks to Nathan, VK5OG, for offering this equipment. As usual, for more information on other upcoming AREG events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings and salutations from Les, VK5KLD. Here is the latest news from the Northeast Radio Club. The Northeast Radio Club meeting last Friday night was very well attended, and it was a talk given to us by Louis, VK5FLY, from Wysen, and he explained to us the digital communication systems such as FT8, WinLink, APRS, MeshTastic, and JS8. It was an intriguing lecture about the many different digital modes that are now available. Many thanks, Louis, for that informative lecture, and it was followed up by many questions and some comments by many of those present. Also at the meeting, Gary, VK5SIX, had set up his YOSO transceiver and he had it demonstrating FT8. Many thanks for doing that, Gary. It was good to see it all working. Well, that's all for now. I hope to see you Wednesday at the Coffee Club. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. On Friday, the 21st of February, Peter, VK5BE, and Nick, VK5NJS, installed the UHF/C4FM 439.825 MHz out repeater in the newly approved home for our repeaters at the Bluff. The repeater can be used as either an FM repeater or as a C4FM device, depending on your transmit setting. No 91.5 Hz tone is required. We're off-grid and our 4x190 watt solar panels are doing their job through the club's MMPT controller. The condition of charge, voltages from the PV, the battery and the load and their respective currents are capable of being monitored remotely, and those monitoring can see the condition of the systems from the comfort of our armchairs. Well done to all those involved in the project to date. The big move to another location on the bluff was completed on the 23rd of March 2025, with all of the 2 metre equipment now also in the new hut. A great turnout of helpers attended, all contributing in some way. The new location is now running entirely on solar power. This will save us nearly $1,000 a year in power costs. We have a wonderful new sponsor in the form of Lime FM, which has very kindly provided the space on the tower for our antennas and the use of their battery room for our equipment in exchange for the maintenance of their broadcast equipment and solar system, a mutually beneficial arrangement. There are a few small matters to tidy up, for example, improved DC distribution, which is in the very capable hands of Norbert, VK5MQ, and some cable work by Peter, VK5BE, will be done over the next week or so. At present, the 70-centimetre link to Narracourt is disconnected due to some work to be done on the connectors and shortening of the heliacs. It's a great result, and due to some shortening of cables, we seem to have also improved the coverage a little, a great bonus. Just another quick reminder to book your accommodation now for our 2025 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships on the King's Birthday long weekend on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of June. Planning for this year's event is well in hand, and the most up-to-date information can be found on our website at surge.org.au. I repeat, surge.org.au. That's all lowercase, serg.org.au. When there, click on the conventions page and then 2025 for all the latest information. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On Sunday the 13th of April 2025 at 12 p.m, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club will be having a lunch at the Crown in Victor Harbour. Please contact secretary at scark.org.au so we can book table numbers the week before. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And now, here is a late news item. We all know that there's a leap year every 4 years to allow a catch-up of the Earth's rotation around the Sun, which takes 365 and a quarter days to complete. This is always a problem for those born on this catch-up day, as they only have a birthday every 4 years. But that also means they officially age at one quarter the rate of the rest of us. To alleviate the problem, it's just been announced that steps will be undertaken to increase the Earth's orbital speed by 6 hours over 1 year to synchronize its orbit around the Sun. This is a relatively easy task, done by injecting substantial horizontal forces at selected geographical locations, carefully choreographed to prevent changes to the Earth's rotational speed. The forces will be generated in 2 places, the first in the northern hemisphere, close to the 38th parallel, and the second in the southern hemisphere, close to the 35th parallel. A very convenient place for the second is here, in South Australia. These forces will be generated by the jet exhaust from masses of large aircraft, all pointed in the correct direction and timed to give a maximum coordinated thrust and therefore force on the Earth's orbit. The choice of place for this event would be, of course, the Adelaide Airport, with large amounts of space to park all the aircraft needed. This will require all residents living within a 5-kilometre radius to prepare for the exceedingly high levels of audio noise generated by this exercise, but as this will mean huge volumes of visiting aircraft to the state, it also means huge volumes of potential tourists who could take benefit of inexpensive airfares to offset the costs involved. Full details of this project will be a feature of all newspapers next Tuesday. And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.